you feel weighed down by religious tradition? Are you looking to have a real connection and relationship with God? Find out more on today's Believer's Voice of Victory with Kenneth Copeland and special guest Billy Rash as they begin a new life-changing teaching.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. I'm Kenneth Copeland. Let's have a word of prayer. We'll get right into today's Bible lesson. Father, we thank you today. We praise you and worship you. We receive your presence. We receive your word. And we receive every word that heaven has to say to us today to move on the earth. And we thank you for it. We give you praise for it. In Jesus' name, amen. Welcome to this broadcast today. You're going to be glad you came today. I can promise you that. First of all, I want to publicly thank Bridget and Steve Hawks for redesigning our kitchen and all of our sets here and everything around. I'll tell you, they did a marvelous job. And it's just really, really pleasant in here. And I want to personally thank them this morning for everything they did to make this look good. I need all the help I can get, you know. And so, it really is nice, don't you think? And I just so blessed. Thank you for it, Lord. And I'm asking you to abundantly bless the Hawks because they've abundantly blessed us. I have somebody I want to introduce to you this morning. Young man that I've known for many years, watched him grow, and had something to do with his spiritual growth, and then watched his family, and then he became a pastor, watched the church grow, praise God. I want to introduce to this broadcast today, Brother Billy Rash. Billy, God bless you,
bless
sir.
Bless you, sir.
I've been looking forward to this a long time,
so
boy.
So have I. I have been ready for
amen.
This.
What year did you come to Fort Worth? You came into this ministry when?
In 1978, towards the end of the year, came to work for you. In fact, I labeled tapes and swept floors.
Yeah, you did.
And then went on the road and then stayed with the ministry till 83, 5 years. And in that time, became years in glory associate, got to minister, took over the travels, helped set up the overseas offices, and watched all of this grow. What a blessing it was to watch it happen. The TV ministry that's so powerful all over the world now, Terry was just getting it started.
Yeah.
Back then.
Uh-huh.
So it's been wonderful to sit and watch it all happen.
Well, I'm so blessed that you're here today, Billy. I've been looking forward to this a long time. And I'll tell you how this came about. The Lord had been always dealt with me from time to time on the subject we're going to be talking about today, because it's something that you need your attention brought to it on a regular, progressive basis, because it's something that Satan will do his best to cause it to creep into your life. If he comes at you head on, you just won't have anything to do with it. But he tries to get it to creep into your life, and then it gets passed down from parents to children, and then after several generations, and nobody knows where it came from. But it's just what we do, you know. And I'm talking about religious tradition, and people really don't realize that it's happening. And tradition has, number one, no power in it because it's altered word. Think about genetically altered food.
Right.
What's one of the first things that happens? The actual nutrition of the food suffers. Man can't mess with it. He can't improve it. There's no way. He just sweeten it or something. But nutrition suffers. The power in it is not there anymore.
Right.
So let's open our Bibles here, Billy, to the 15th chapter of Matthew's Gospel. And I got a book in the mail from Billy and said, that he had just written this and would like for me to read it. Well, I read it, and then I got really excited about it because it goes to the root of what we're talking about here. And it led me, by following his book, led me into the root of this situation. And really, at the time, I'd never seen that. Well, when I read your book, it really set a fire off in me because I saw what had happened between Adam and his sons.
Right.
And I saw what Cain had done, and it was so strong with him that it led him to kill a man. And it was his own brother. Over something that there should have been nothing but the love of God involved, and yet he twisted things around till he wound up thinking he ought to kill somebody. I tell you, that's pretty severe, but that ain't the last time that happened.
Yeah, still going on today.
It's still going on today, and it's still being done for the same reasons, because that's the way we do it.
Exactly.
Now, in Matthew 15:4, now this is Jesus speaking, so let's listen carefully to what he said. Matthew 15:4, God commanded, you notice there's a commandment there? God commanded, saying, honor your father and mother. Now that's the first commandment with promise.
Right.
We see that in the scriptures. It's called the first commandment, that you live long on the earth, that you prosper and do well. He that curses father or mother, let him die the death. But you say, now he's talking to the most religious group of people of that day. You say, whosoever shall say to his father or his mother, it is a gift, by whatsoever thou mightest be profited by me, and honor not his father or his mother, he shall be free. In other words, you don't have to keep the commandment. You can do it this way. But notice what happens. Thus have you made the commandment of God of no effect by your tradition, you hypocrite. Oh, Lord, that's a little rough, ain't it? Well, no. Now, the commandment had the power of God in it. The commandment had promise. So God was committed to it. The tradition, he wasn't committed to that at all. So the tradition had no promise. We live in a time, well, actually, any time would qualify for this, but your and my responsibilities in the midst of a worldwide government collapse, Babylon is collapsing all over the world. And that whole system of men trying to meet their own needs without God, their needs are not being met, and they're mad at the government for it, and the government never was anointed to do it in the first place, and they don't know what to do. They're so confused. They don't know where to go in or come out, you know. So there, and it, the whole thing's failing, and it's collapsing and falling in on them, and nothing's working. Confusion is running rampant. And we should be a people over here that has come out from among them. And we're seeking first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things are being added to us. We should be such a glaring phenomenon in the middle of all this that they, how you doing now? How come you not broke? How come you didn't lose your house? How come, whoa. You really want to know? Sit down here, Bubba, and let me talk to you a little bit. I can tell you who it is. It's Jesus. He supplies our needs according to His riches and glory. My goodness, I mean, that's a believer's most, that's grace and wonder to our ears when somebody says, hey, how you doing this, man? And then sit down and listen here. We cannot afford to be in a place where the Word of God has no effect in our lives. That's too expensive.
But you know, people, taking what you said, people alter it, redefine it, and then worship God. It goes on to say in Matthew 15, they worship me in vanity or in vain.
Yeah.
In
their
so they are
They're
worshiping
still trying to worship God.
They're trying to worship God, but it's like genetically altered fruit, watermelons. Genetically altered watermelon has no seed. Therefore, as long as the earth remains seed
tied.
Sorry thing. I mean, it's good that you don't have to pick them out, but it can't be fruitful.
No. It doesn't qualify under the blessing, does it?
Right.
It be fruitful, multiply, replenish, resupply the earth, subdue it and have dominion over it. God said those words. Those words have power. Those words have promise. So what do? We boiled it all down to something you say after somebody sneezes.
Yeah, God bless you.
That happened from tradition. So right now, politicians say it all the time, God bless us and God bless America. You know, and people go around, God bless you, sir. And oh, thank you. Nah, 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 nah. And no, but in their mind, nothing happens. That when someone says that, it doesn't picture anything. It's just something nice to say to somebody. Like I said, when they sneeze, or it's just something. I mean, it's better than go to hell, you know. But they don't know what that means either.
No, but it's a tradition though. Like you just said, it is a tradition that makes the word unfruitful, of no effect. The word's powerful. It's effective in every area. But tradition, it's hard to even think that tradition can choke the Word of God and cause it to not be fruitful. But it can, and it says it here in Matthew 15. So, and it's hypocrite. The word hypocrite is play acting. So they play act like they're worshiping God, when actually there's no being fruitful. To say God bless you without understanding it, because remember they said in what you just read, they said once you're, well, what is it? Why do we have to do this? Why do we have to do that? They start speaking words without the promise, which is the anointing that you're talking about, so they don't even know what they're talking. They're blinded by their own self-deception. So they're speaking out of that without it being the promise. They're saying, God bless you. And it sounds religious. It sounds like, wow, they said God bless you, when they have no clue that it's just play acting.
When you say that to me, you know what it means. You know that it's God-empowered words that He promised Abraham that He would bless him. And when He said bless, He meant to have command of the whole earth. Now, when you said God bless to Abraham, later, Abraham, listen, he could see God walking in blood, brother, and making blood covenant with him, that he would be his God, and he would always be prosperous. He would always be rich, and he gives him the power to get wealth and all these things. That's what he heard when he said, he heard the word bless. But now, when tradition has watered it down to nothing, you get over in a place where Jesus was talking about in the fourth chapter of Mark, so's the word. But then he began to list all the things that choke the word and cause it to be unfruitful. So what he's actually talking about is stopping the word in its role as the blessing of mankind to cause it to be fruitful and multiply and resupply the earth. This is serious business, Billy. It's just really serious business.
And it is the first words out of God's mouth to men. You and Gloria, over these 40 years, 40 years you've been in ministry, the 30 I've had been honored to work and be a part, you've never altered what the Word says. You've never changed it. The integrity's been there, and you spoke it. And then when the Lord moved on the blessing and releasing the blessing, the first part of the blessing was be fruitful. So it's obvious God's interested in fruit bearing. But when tradition speaks blessing, even though they're saying it, it's vanity because they don't even have an understanding, like you said.
So don't mean anything.
In John 15, Jesus said, be fruitful. I'm the branches. I'm the vine. You're the branches. God prunes, trims, fixes so you'll bear more fruit. It's not just not having fruit. We're supposed to bear much fruit and
so
more.
So then he was talking about the blessing of Abraham, wasn't he?
Yes, totally.
When he
be
said,
fruitful. Be fruitful.
Wow.
And he was saying, now, God will position you. Now, we know it's always by the Word. You and Gloria have taught all of us, and it's been so wonderful. The Word, the Word, the Word. As long as it's based on the promise and the Word, it's fruitful. If it's tradition. And back in the days when I went to work for you, you were kicking over sacred cows that just nobody wanted to let go of. Everybody wanted to hang on to their tradition, but it wasn't bearing fruit. It wasn't being fruitful. And then because you never compromised, you never altered, and thank God for you and Gloria never doing that, it caused the rest of us to see the fruit, to see what the actual working is. And the blinders came off because we were, it says worship God. They were worshiping God, but redefining, redefining what God said. And you can't do that. That's what man will always do. But the trouble with redefining what God says is when circumstances, situations, and things out here change, then you have to redefine your tradition. And now you see all
you
these.
You got to make an excuse for it,
exactly.
For one thing, because it didn't work. The man, the woman, the family that lives and the just shall live by faith, that lives by faith. Everything we have comes by faith. You don't ever have to change your lifestyle when circumstances change because you already live in by faith. The circumstances don't have anything to do with it because you're seeking first the kingdom of God and things are being added to you. But now you alter that and you go outside the Word. And you go to the world system to get supply. Now you're into idolatry.
Right.
Because you've gone to something or somebody else other than God who you claim is your God and your supply. Now you've gone over there. Well, Brother Copeland, I don't see any different going to a banker for money or going to the doctor. I don't see any difference in that. You go to a doctor, you don't have to enter a covenant with that doctor for the doctor to do his best to get you well.
But you know,
but you do that banker, you man, I mean, you and he's the boss, you're not. And you got to enter into a covenant with him. You got to literally make him God because it, and by doing that, now you've discounted what God promised. You set the blessing aside and gone to another source. That's serious. Because that's what Satan was trying to get you to do all the time, was get your eyes off God, like that little heath out there in the desert in the 17th chapter
that's
of Jeremiah.
Just where I was going.
That's what he did. Because it says he took his, God was no longer his hope. So he got his eyes off God, got it out of here on his, and started trying to manipulate the system to get what he needed and so forth. And you start making stupid decisions, my goodness.
And you get blinded because you did a couple of years ago the teaching on those two men in Jeremiah 17. One of them went to the arm of the flesh, the world's system, the Babylon system doing it. The other one went with God and was like a tree planted by the waters. The one stayed connected to the promise, to the covenant, to the blessing. The other one went to the arm of the flesh and reached out to other areas. And when he did, he became so self-deceived that God would send, God is good, every good and every perfect gift. God sends goodness. He's never going to change. He never alters who he is on that. He never will, never has, and never, ever is going to change. So good came by. But tradition, the arm of the flesh, calls that man in Jeremiah like that shrub, that heath that's in the desert. The good passed him right by. It said he didn't see it.
Yeah, it said it was there. All the opportunities came by and said, God don't ever do nothing for me. Well, you know, he's just sending you opportunity after opportunity. But if it takes God's word for you to see, for you to hear, Jesus said, if you got ears to hear, let him hear. He that hath ears to hear will get more. He that does not have ears to hear will lose what little he does have. Why? He doesn't see things. He doesn't hear things that come from God, come from heaven.
And that's how the enemy comes in, to steal the word, to steal the word, to get us into tradition, to make the promise, the seed, the fruitfulness to not supply.
Jesus said, these things entering in choke the word, and it becometh unfruitful. Well, there you are again. Without the word of God, you don't have anything to bear the fruit. So it's not going to work. I'll tell you this in these closing seconds. One of the things, Billy, that the Lord said to me back there almost 45 years ago in seeking him about all this, this was a 180-degree lifestyle change, man. I mean, from one direction to totally the other direction. The Word of God has the power in itself to cause itself to come to pass. Yeah. You don't have to make it work. You can't make it work. You receive it. Well, you have to stay on it. You have to stay away from tradition. It'll sneak in on you, man. It just crawl in under the door, seems like. But you have to spend time putting your eyes on it, listening to it with your ears. This is so vitally important, but I'll tell you, it is a good thing when you don't have any debt and you don't have any sickness nor disease in your life and family. This is a good thing, brother. Amen. We're out of time. Brother Billy and I will be back in just a moment.
Attitude, mindset, action, success. It all takes a decision to learn God's plan, His way of thinking, and make the commitment to change your life. Set yourself up for victory with the Think Different, Live Different package. The Way of Cain by Dr. Billy Rash shines light on the dark path of self-deception and presents biblical solutions that will set you free to live a successful life. Break through your old way of thinking and learn to identify God's ways. Also included in this package is Kenneth and Gloria Copeland's Your 10-Day Spiritual Action Plan for Building Relationships That Last, the Daily Devotions, Scripture Cards, Scriptures on CD, Worship Music, and a teaching DVD are all designed to help guide you step by step into a blessed life. Don't let the blessing pass you by. Know God's ways for your attitudes, actions, and decisions. Choose to think, act, and live differently today. Order the Think Different, Live Different package today at a special 35% savings. For just $22, you'll receive the new book by Billy Rash, The Way of Cain, and the Lifeline Kit from Kenneth and Gloria Copeland, Your 10-Day Spiritual Action Plan for Building Relationships That Last. For additional product discounts and 48-hour processing, order online. Get out of the curse and into the way of the blessing. For these and other ministry resources from Kenneth Copeland Ministries, go to our website.
The Way of Cain, breaking the cycle of self-deception. Billy, this is a dynamite book, brother. I know, because I read it, and I am especially excited about your opportunity to get your hands on this book and study it. It's the kind of book that you can sit down with your Bible, go through a chapter, read the Word of God, and go back in here and, I mean, stay with this for long enough time to change your thinking. If you change the way you think, you change the way you talk. You change the way you talk, you change the way you act. You change the way you act, you begin to get results. And that's scripture. That's from the 13th chapter of the book of Matthew. Jesus said that. So this is a powerful, powerful tool. Now, we've made a package out of this, your 10-day spiritual action plan for building relationships that last. That the body of Christ is a family. Man, this is forever. And people suffer by getting off out into self-pity by loneliness. No believer ought to be in that. So get a hold of this package today. I'm especially interested in you getting the Way of Cain. So do what you need to do. Get online, kcm.org, call, get in the car and come here and get it, or whatever it takes. But you get a hold of this because it'll do you good. You need to be spending a lot of time with this book. You need to live with this book and your Bible for some days. This Thursday starts the Washington, D.C. Victory Campaign in Woodbridge, Virginia, November the 10th, 11th, and 12th. That every year is a dynamite meeting, and you need to be there this year. Billy, I'm looking forward to tomorrow. Until then, this is Kenneth Copeland, Billy Rash, reminding you that Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us on the Believer's Voice of Victory. For today's broadcast on DVD or CD, our product offer, or for more information on KCM, visit kcm.org. Online, you'll find free ministry resources to help you live every day in faith. Receive God's promise that everything is going to be all right. Come to these exciting meetings. The Copelands welcome you the 10th through 12th of November to the 2011 Washington, D.C. Victory Campaign at the Hilton Memorial Chapel in Woodbridge, Virginia. The Branson Victory Campaign, the 8th through the 10th of March, 2012, at Faith Life Church in Branson, Missouri. Living Victory West Coast Faith Encounter, Anaheim, California, with Kenneth Copeland and Dr. Stephen and Kelly Swisher. Dates to be announced. For more information, go to kcm.org. The world around you is changing every day, but one thing remains the same, God's Word. The Believer's Voice of Victory magazine is full of life-changing teaching that will help you and your family live in the fullness of God's blessing. Build your faith as you read word-based teachings from Kenneth and Gloria Copeland and the real-life stories of believers from around the world. Request your free subscription today. The Believer's Voice of Victory magazine, words you can build your life upon.